My name is Dave Sheehan. I am from Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston and professor of surgery at Harvard Medical School. I also serve as the chair of the Council on Quality Research and Patient Safety for the Society of Thoracic Surgeons. I'm here with my two colleagues, Dr. Pagani and Dr. Kormos, today to discuss something that's of tremendous interest and excitement in the STS database community. And that's the integration of the Intermax registry into the STS database. So I'd like to begin by having Dr. Kormos and Dr. Pagani introduce themselves, and then we're going to have a conversation about what this means to the two registries and to the participants in those registries. So, Bob?
Sure. I'm Bob Kormos. I'm a professor of surgery, the Brackhattler Chair of Cardiothoracic Transplantation at the University of Pittsburgh. And I'm task force chair for the Intermax database.
I'm Frank.
My name is Frank Pagani. I'm a professor of cardiac surgery at the University of Michigan, and I'm co-chair of the Intermax task force.
Well, thank you both. Well, let me just start. Many people watching this may not be familiar with Intermax if they're not deeply into mechanical circulatory support. Perhaps the two of you could just chat a little bit about the history of Intermax, how it was started, how it's previously been organized, and then we can move on to the future. Bob, do you want to start off?
Yeah, sure. So Intermax, which is the Interagency Registry for Mechanical Assisted Circulatory Support, began in 2006 as an NHLBI-funded contract to develop a registry for mechanical circulatory support focused on durable assist devices, implantable assist devices that were approved for use by the FDA. And the interagency aspect reflects the partnership that we had both with the NHLBI, the FDA, and CMS at the time, who were interested in the data from Intermax. Intermax collects both preoperative data about patients undergoing mechanical circulatory support, their patient characteristics. It includes implant information, first hospitalization information, and then it literally contains all the information for that patient for the rest of his life or as long as he has the mechanical support device or gets a heart transplant. So there's approximately 200 centers, both adult and pediatric. The pediatric version is called PediMax. And we have just over 20,000 patients now within that database.
Frank, any additional thoughts?
The unique aspects of Intermax is that the longitudinal follow-up is quite robust. We follow functional status, health utility, quality of life, along the course of the patient's entire life with the device. So that was a unique aspect of the Intermax registry.
There are a couple other unique features about this database is that when we visioned it, we developed a set of adverse event definitions that were done collaboratively and agreed upon between the FDA and industry. And so it contains a unified set of information that everybody agrees upon as this is going to be the standard for tracking the patient. It also has a very unique characteristic in that it has a way of classifying how sick these patients are before they get the device that was really developed by Lynn Warner Stevenson from the Brigham, and they're called the Intermax profile. So it goes from the most critically ill, crash and burn type patient to the essentially elective ed. So we have a way of identifying the clinical morbidity, if you will, going in.
Frank, in terms of the importance of mechanical circulatory support, both as a bridge and durable support, is this increasing, decreasing? How do you see the importance of this particular aspect of our specialty?
The use of mechanical circulatory support is increasing. The devices over the period of time that Intermax has been available for use, we've seen a dramatic change from older pulsatile technology into newer continuous flow technology. There's been a dramatic increase in use of the devices. Before, in the early parts of the registry, we were recording 100 patients, a few hundred patients, and now patients, you know, we're seeing over several, you know, 1,000 patients being entered into the registry on an annual basis. So the use is increased significantly over the years.
And it's going to continue.
And continue. There's the ongoing improvements in the technology will allow the reduction, and we're always see important reduction in adverse events. Really, with new technology, we've seen reduction in pump thrombosis events. We hope to see newer technology, including fully implantable systems, that might have a significant impact in infection events, adverse events. So once so the industry as a whole and the future of this technology, I think, is pretty bright.
Great. We're bringing together two well-established, very important registries, and to make a relationship like this work, it's always nice for each party to bring a lot to this marriage. What does Intermax see as the advantages that STS might bring to this relationship?
Well, so the STS national databases, all of them, are really recognized as quality registries. They have a long history of providing risk-adjusted information to the cardiac surgery and thoracic surgery and congenital heart surgery world. That risk adjustment experience is very important to us. Although Intermax has always provided data to centers to compare how you're doing to the rest of the country, and this, by the way, is a mandated function by the Joint Commission. So you have to put data to be able to do these devices. But we don't have a very carefully thought out risk adjustment plan. We have great risk analyses done from over 60 papers, peer-reviewed papers, but the STS has this wealth of experience in how you take that information and create risk models that then can be used by hospitals and physicians to improve their practice, and we haven't touched on that yet, so we're looking toward this relationship to help us do that.
And as we were just chatting a few minutes ago, we're going to be incorporating Intermax folks into all of those relevant task forces. So there'll be Intermax representatives on the Quality Measurement Task Force and all those task forces that where we can bring value. So this should be a very robust relationship. From the perspective of STS, any area that we see as growing in importance, we want to make sure that our data registry has the most comprehensive data available so that we can work with that and promote patient care. And that's certainly true of mechanical circulatory support. We have a small section that's been present for years, but frankly, very hard to do any kind of analysis with that. So this really immediately takes us a quantum leap in terms of our ability to help in this area. I think there are other very specific aspects of Intermax that will be useful. I think your experience with gathering long-term data is something that we've really struggled with. We have some initiatives in place to link with other data registries like the National Death Index, for example, and also to do some internal linkages across episodes of care. But those are things I think we can work on together and capitalize on your great experience in that area. And you also, I think, have a lot more experience than we have with patient-reported outcomes. Sure. That's a very important aspect for us going forward. And we have a whole task force that's been devoted to that, and we'll want to get your members on that because that's such an important outcome to follow. So I think there's a tremendous potential for this relationship because we both bring great strengths, I think, to it. Frank, how's this going to look to the average participant in the Intermax registry? How's this new relationship going to look?
Well, for the immediate future, there should not be a dramatic change in the way the data is entered. There will be changes in how participant sites reach out to STS, and there's going to be a clear line of contact that we can provide for sites, for participants, for help. So in the immediate future, I think things will look quite the same in terms of data entry. We're going to establish a Intermax task force, much like the executive committee that will help oversee some of the governance of the Intermax registry. We'll have a data access process very similar, hopefully under the structure of the STS, that will allow participants to obtain data. So I think for the most part, I think we'll try to keep a lot of the great attributes of the registry intact.
And how do you envision, I don't know how it works today, but how would you envision going forward? A participant has an issue and needs to contact somebody. What's the chain of communication going to be?
Well, right now, we've established a chain through Donna McDonald. Okay. And so if there are any issues, participant hospitals can contact the SDS through them, through Donna. And so that would provide some assistance with any of the issues.
And I believe there actually is going to be a director in Chicago going forward.
That's correct.
Devoted to the Intermax registry.
That's correct. Catherine Great. Holyfield has been hired. She was with Intermax for a very long time, understands the Intermax registry, the data entry process, understands the fields and interpretation of the data very well. So STS now has acquired some very good knowledge of the registry going forward.
Excellent. Let me unpack a couple of the things that you just mentioned, Frank. Bob, talk a little bit about the shared governance structure that we're planning going forward.
Sure. Well, you've alluded to some of the integration into other workforces and task forces within the STS that have a mission for reporting and public reporting and quality outcomes. But the main structure from within which this is going to exist is a task force, which is under the guidance of the Workforce on National Databases. And this task force is a composition of surgeons and cardiologists in the community, many of whom had already been on the executive committee of Intermax or are familiar with the operations. Plus, we wanted to integrate other members of the STS within that task force. So we had our first meeting this week, and we will continue to have regular, I think at least monthly meetings as we move into this process, because there's a lot of work to do. But I believe that this is a very energized group right now, and our goal is to do what Frank said and you alluded to, is to try to keep the registry as seamlessly integrated for the user as possible. But at the same time, look at new opportunities, and those new opportunities I think will come from working with the STS, both in research and in data reporting, and I think the task force is very charged to do this. We had a great meeting with a lot of good help from both members of the staff at STS, as well as the main executive.
Great.
Try to streamline the data entry, try to remove duplicate fields from both STS database and the adult database and the Intermax registry. So there's a lot of potential to really make it much user-friendly and improve data entry in the future.
Something that we're trying to do in the STS database in general, so that'll fit right in with our plans. Frank, tell me about something that's been very important to Intermax and certainly very important to the STS database, and that's acquiring data, a participant acquiring data to do research, research to advance patient care. How's that going to work?
So we are going to incorporate so that research process under existing processes within STS. So there's three processes or avenues which researchers can potentially identify data. That's one through the A&P committee. So that's research proposals that have been vetted and can actually be done by the analytics center and can be paid for by the analytics center. Then there's participant user files, and those are research proposals that are vetted, and then the participant can do the data analysis themselves. And then there's the avenue for research contracts or NIH contracts, and those are vetted through a separate committee. But again, those would give different avenues for researchers to obtain the data.
And the longitudinal follow-up and link registries, I would think for Intermax, might also be an important aspect of that.
That's correct.
Great. I understand there's an annual meeting coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm glad you asked. One of the goals of the Intermax group has always to provide information to those that use the data from Intermax in a scientific way to help them be creative with new requests for data, and more importantly, what you just said was to improve their own site's outcomes. So this scientific meeting has always been constructed as a combination of the coordinators who actually help put in that data, as well as the executive and members of the scientific community at large that deal with mechanical circulatory support from not only the US but also Europe. We invite those folks to the meeting, and what we will be presenting are summaries of some of the research that has been done and written up in abstract form, which will be presented at ISHLT and other meetings coming up. But we'll be able to look at snapshots of research done with the Intermax data, which is our goal, is to be able to show them how you can utilize this information for productive research. And we'll have some controversial topics that we'll throw in there as well, some debates. We have a section at the end, which will not be a CME portion of the program, where we'll have companies with brand new technology that is still in development be able to present that new technology and give us a glimpse of what's over the horizon for the whole field. As Frank said, it's growing rapidly. But new technology development, I think, is also key to the success of this therapy. So we'll see a little of that in the meeting, too.
Great. And we've had some preliminary discussions. I know you have an annual report that goes into the Journal of Heart and Lung Transplantation, and we're exploring the possibility of joint publication with the Annals in
right.
the future. That's
right.
To be determined. Anything else, Frank or Bob, that you'd like to?
Well, I think one of the important aspects of Intermax is that it's over historically the field of mechanical circulatory support. There's been good collaboration between surgeons and heart failure cardiologists. Mm-hmm. And now I think we're introducing STS to a new collaboration of cardiologists that STS probably has not worked with before, and I think that's exciting to bring in heart failure specialists and transplant specialists into the arena of the STS and be able to collaborate and work with them.
And as Frank said, I think this is a living database. It changes. I think it has to evolve with changes in the field. And so through help from the STS, we've formed a collaborative effort with the Academic Research Consortia to take a closer look at the adverse event definitions, try to standardize those yet again with industry and the FDA, to allow for more accurate depiction of what's happening in the field, and to look at endpoints to make those endpoints acceptable to all the industry partners as well as to those that want to use the data. So that's started, it's in the process, and we'll continue to do that through the year.
Great. Well, Bob and Frank, I want to thank you for providing these insights. We at STS National Database are very excited about this collaboration. Look forward to the future. It's going to be a great year ahead.
Agreed.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Yep.